Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
I'm now more powerful than ever. I'm invincible.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
What does that mean, don't be afraid of it? I mean, first of all, it's a contagious disease that kills people.
We're all gonna die!
It's such a distressing moment.
I literally was overwhelmed.
Heartless. It is cruel.
It's outrageous.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life because it has dominated your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
Be afraid, tremendously afraid, for the day of reckoning is upon us.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today. Lives of millions of people.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
There's a lot to be concerned about. 210 million increased their chances exponentially. Exponentially.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I'm coming back. And I want to see these beautiful young ladies. I want to see them dancing when they're 4 years older, too.
Jeez, what a dirty old creep.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I tell you, Abraham Lincoln never said anything like that, did he? 844-500-4242. Where is Cal Cunningham, the Senate candidate from North Carolina, now that we found out that he has not one, but maybe two girlfriends? And he's off the campaign trail. His Twitter feed is down. He was looking like a possible victor against the Republican incumbent in North Carolina, Tom Tillis. But now he's vanished from the campaign trail. Do you know Chuck Schumer had a choice who he could back in the Senate primary? He could back a black woman, a state senator, or he could go with the boring white guy who was a UNC grad, and he went with the boring white guy. And now this is what he's got, a guy who's hiding in the basement like he's Joe Biden, only he's got a different kind of problem than Joe Biden. Cal Cunningham, this is a great story. Even the North Carolina newspapers have been forced to pick it up, his girlfriends. He's another John Edwards. The stories are, how does this compare to the John Edwards scandal? Well, he hasn't knocked one up yet, as far as we know. Anyway, time now for the chump line.
Howie, you can't be Dr. Fauci at Halloween. You'd have to walk on your knees.
Yeah, he's a pretty short guy. I'd have a problem with that, but other than that, I could just put my mask on and say, this mask is very important. Then I could rip the mask off and say, don't worry about a mask. There's no reason anybody in the U.S. should be walking around with a mask. In that sense, it would be easy. The height problem may be insurmountable.
The only thing we have to fear is Joe Biden's arithmetic.
Yeah, we also have to fear his handlers, because he certainly wouldn't be running the show if he were to be elected president of the United States. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Asking you to get your entries in for this year's version of Matthews Carols. Deadline for submissions is just a few days away. We'll blend your singing with dozens of other voices, both professional and amateur. You'll earn money for some great charities and get some commemorative swag. Full details at MatthewsBrothers.com.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. So President Hump got out of the hospital after only a weekend with COVID-9. Big deal. I went back to work at the Senate the very next day after I had my lobotomy. I mean it.
It just seems that way that he's had a lobotomy. Not really. He didn't have too many stumbles in his speech at Gettysburg. Somebody had him all prepared, shall we say.
Hey, Howie, this is Joe Biden. Can I get me a couple of 6-year-old dancers here?
How about saying that some black woman, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stock the grocery shelf. I don't even know what he was talking about, but it sounds rather demeaning. I don't know if he knows what he was talking about. I'm pretty sure he didn't know what he was talking about.
Hey, Howie, Joe Biden is just a typical Washington politician. He just wants to add a zero to any line item number he wants.
Yeah. Joe Biden, a return to normalcy. I don't think so. Don't see it in the mix. Was Obama a return to normalcy? I don't think so. Ask the people that were persecuted by the Internal Revenue Service. Ask all the people that were run down in Crossfire Hurricane, etc., etc.
Everyone you know, because you know they're going to show, because they're talking about China Joe. Da, 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 China Joe. Da, 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 da. Oh, oh, China Joe. Da, 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 da.
China Joe, Ukraine Joe, Russia Joe. He was touching everything but the third rail, either he or his brothers or his son.
Ira Mea Kaw, Ibrahim, I have to agree with you about not missing salad bars. Ibrahim, in fact, salad bars are the only bars I never went to. Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal had another funny story on the front page today about restaurants. They were talking about how some restaurants now say you have an hour and a half to eat, and then you have to vacate the table for the next party, and about how it's really not going over all that well with patrons.
Yes, Howie Biden loves Eddie Lee Ross.
I know. I'm sorry about that. I screwed up. I was never a big Van Halen fan. That's why I got him confused. I just, not really my cup of tea. Taylor asked me, what's your favorite Van Halen song? And I totally drew a blank. And
he said, Just a Gigolo by David Lee Prima.
I have to take the hit for that one. My mistake.
Does Charlie Parker have a snitch line I can call if I see someone groping a woman on an airplane?
I was looking over the snitch line logs today, and somebody was complaining that on the Salem Common, the playground, parents were letting their kids frolic without masks, and the parents didn't have any masks either. And I must say, every time I walk by the playground nearest my house in Wellesley and I see that, I think, is someone going to call Charlie Parker's snitch line? And now I know the answer is yes, probably someone has called Charlie Parker's snitch line to report it.
Well, I guess it's time to start pulling down the statues of that mass murderer, Franklin Roosevelt.
That's right. How dare he tell people not to be afraid? Let's get his face off the dime, too. He must be expunged from American history for saying such a non-PC thing as the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Oh man, Howard, I don't know what all this fuss is about. I mean, President Trump, he's not the first president to catch a contagious disease. Oh boy.
I'm not sure, Bill, Is that why you never released your medical records publicly? Because of you contracted something somewhere along the line? More than once, perhaps?
Hey, Harry, what's all this talk about canceling Halloween? After all, it's the only holiday where mask wearing is encouraged.
I know. I know, that's in its favor. The bad news is kids are having fun. We come back to the Karens reporting children going down slides on swings, playing on merry-go-rounds. Can't be permitted. Not in COVID-19 America. COVID-19 84.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
I got a text here from North Carolina. It's a great day in North Carolina, Howie. Cal Cunningham, that's the Democrat candidate with at least two girlfriends now, has an ad against Tom Tillis, the incumbent, saying Tom Tillis doesn't have North Carolina on his mind. Tillis should bounce and say, who does Cunningham have on his mind? It's certainly not his wife. When is Cunningham coming out and to discuss this? He canceled a town hall meeting yesterday, and he didn't even have COVID-19. All right, that's it for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 5 every weekday. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you don't hear your Chump Line message now or you just want to hear more, go to Chopped Chumps, which we post later on this evening, usually around 7 o'clock at night. Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, asking you to get your entries in for this year's version of Matthews Carols. Deadline for submissions is just a few days away. We'll blend your singing with dozens of other voices, both professional and amateur. You'll earn money for some great charities and get some great commemorative swag. Full details at MatthewsBrothers.com.
The only thing we have to fear is Joe Biden's arithmetic.
If you believe Joe Biden's arithmetic, we don't have anything to fear because, you know what, we're all dead. Plus 20 million of us that didn't even exist are dead if you add up all the numbers together. He's killed off more Americans than are actually alive today. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be any trick-or-treating in your neighborhood this year?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
61% say no.
Okay, everyone. It is that time of the week. We weren't able to do it yesterday. So on Tuesday, we are bringing you Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday.
Very Halloween-y today. Okay, so we don't have a ton of time. So first, let me let everyone know that Hate Mail Monday, even when it's on a Tuesday, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They brought so much bread to Toyota of Portsmouth. I had so much of it over the weekend. It's delicious. Make sure you check them out at your local markets.
So I guess there must not be much for me this week because I'm getting huge hits for my snitch line column today about the Karens and then about my Joe Biden column on Sunday.
Well, thank you for giving me that segue because the first comment we have is from your snitch line column and Mueller the Avenging Angel.
And I got another one coming tomorrow.
Mueller the Avenging Angel said, "Hello, old aggrieved white male hotline. It's Owie calling from the 19th hole at Mar-a-Lago."
the 19th hole.
I
don't believe they have a golf course at Mar-a-Lago.
This person says, who reads this garbage? There's no serious journalism here.
And what do you mean there's no... Is anyone disputing any of it?
Wait, I thought the Boston Herald was a legitimate newspaper. What happened? Is this a joke column? If it makes you feel...
You know what? It is a joke. The snitch line is a joke.
Actually, let's get right to the voicemails now, though, Howie, because I do not have a ton of time. Let's start with probably the most heated voicemail of the week. This is Granny Cut 58.
This is how much Trump loves Republicans. He has tens of thousands of them shoulder to shoulder at his rallies without masks. He got what he deserves. No, I don't want either one of them to die, but I want him to get real good sick. He's a liar. Wake up, Howie.
She's lying. She wants him dead. She wanted him dead. She was very disappointed.
Normally, that kind of violent rhetoric I would not condone, but I do think it's important that people see not just what we're dealing with, but think about what he's dealing with on a larger scale with these people. Next up, we have something a little bit lighter. This is a woman who just stumbled on you, Howie. It was serendipitous.
Oh, good.
And this is what
she
thought.
She loves me.
This is Cut 59.
You are totally incorrect. I just was clicking stations, and I find everything you have to say is totally wrong.
Could I have some specifics, please, Granny?
But deep down, I think she likes you. I was just clicking through the stations, and I think it was a little flirty. Next up, there's always fashion critics with hate mail, especially coming at me. I'm not as fashionable as Howie. He's a fashion plate. Whether he's wearing his short pants or his high socks and sneakers, not all of us can keep up.
And in addition to being a fashion plate, I am a matinee idol.
Okay, yeah. So I deal with some critics, and this is Cut 56.
Balloonhead, what's up with the trench coat today? What time you do back at Downtown Crossing?
It was not a trench coat. It was a short leather jacket that I got at the Gap a few years ago, and it's classic. It's not a trench coat. I'm not wearing a trench coat.
What was the Downtown Crossing reference, by the way?
Like a flasher. Howie, you know that. Okay, next up, we have another person who I think just kind of stumbled across us. This is Cut 57.
You are such a Bush League outfit. Can't believe how bunch of rookies you are.
Rookies. That's what he said. We're rookies.
I like to get the actual specific criticisms, and they seem to be lacking today, Grace.
Okay, well, here's a little bit more specific. Wikipedia, Howie Carr is an American conservative political author and radio talk show host with an audience based in New England. Why should any objective American give a bleep what Howie Carr thinks about anything?
Because I'm so darn talented. And I'm a matinee idol.
And you're good looking.
And did I mention I'm a fashion plate too?
Okay, now, the last one. This one goes to me, Howie. It was a nice picture I tweeted out of me and Kevin O'Connor. And
the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts.
This is from one of my female fans. You'd be surprised, Howie. A lot of women out there, they think I'm pretty great. Julia said, "You're so stupid, it hurts, you dumb bleep. Read a book once in a while."
Any doesn't like Kevin O'Connor, huh? Or doesn't like you. Doesn't like both.
It's probably a duel.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 2 years ago in the Seacoast District of New Hampshire, District 1, the Republicans had a really good candidate named Eddie Edwards, a former cop. And he ran a good race against Chris Pappas, but he came up short. It was a Democrat year, and he didn't win. But he stayed active in politics, and we were up in New Hampshire in Portsmouth last Friday night, Grace and I, and afterwards we went to a dinner and we saw Eddie Edwards, and he's working for the Trump campaign now. And so I thought we'd have him on just to discuss how things are going with him and the Trump campaign. Eddie Edwards, welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Good to see you last week in Portsmouth.
It was always great to see you and Grace, Howie. It was a great time. That was a great dinner.
Yeah. Now, what's going on with you? What are you doing right now, Eddie?
Right now, I'm doing everything possible to get this president reelected to 4 more years. So I'm an advisory board member to the Black Voices for Trump group.
So you're working. You were saying you were working a lot with Herschel Walker on this part of the campaign.
Yeah. So there are a tremendous number of people who are Black Voices for Trump. As you know, Herschel Walker is a campaign surrogate, so he's going all over the place. I was in different places myself. I was in Iowa a couple of weeks ago, down in Georgia, to hear the president's unveiling of the Platinum Plan. There we heard from Dr. Ben Carson, we heard from Herschel Walker, and many, many others.
I'm going to ask you about what Joe Biden said yesterday, because it's just crazy. He said, he said the American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. Don't ask me to do any of this interpretation. I guess this was in September, but it just came out. They've seen, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stock the grocery shelf. What the hell is he talking about, Eddie?
This goes back to Joe Biden's long history of making racial comments. I mean, I find it so interesting that people are so quick to call this president racist. And if you look at his accomplishments, particularly in the black community, they're not even comparable to what Joe Biden's done in 47 years. Joe Biden continues to make racially charged statements, and we keep pointing the finger at President Trump. That tells you that they are not happy with the success that President Trump is creating, not only for the black community, but for all citizens of this country.
You know, when Grace met the president last year at the Mar-a-Lago, you know who he was having dinner with that night? Don King.
Who's that?
Don King.
Right.
That's not exactly a white supremacist.
Oh, of course not. Well, think about this. If you go back and you look at President Trump's community activity before announcing his run for president, he had got people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, were always singing his praises in the work he was doing and the money he was giving to the community. Now that he's running for president, they didn't like that. President Trump has been able to accomplish something that no other Republican president has ever been able to accomplish in modern history. He's been able to increase the number of black voters, bring them back to the Republican Party. And I specifically say bring them back to the Republican Party. He's been able to do that at the same time increasing the white voter turnout, turning out voters, white voters who have not voted in decades. That's a tremendous accomplishment. And that goes to a unifying message bringing people together around the economy, around national pride in this nation.
And again, as he likes to point out, the black unemployment rate, the Asian unemployment rate, the Hispanic unemployment rate, the female unemployment rate, they were at record lows since they've started keeping records 50 years ago before the coronavirus hit. Now the jobs are coming back, and as a percentage of income, the lower echelons of the wage earning workforce were getting bigger raises percentage wise than the top of the economic ladder. You know, I mean, this has been a great economy.
It's been a tremendous economy, and prior to the COVID hitting us, the wage gap that you hear so many talk about was actually closing under this president. The wage gap was closing. Entrepreneurship was up in the black community. And if you look at his platinum plan, 500,000 new business owners, black business owners, 500,000, 3 million new jobs in the black community alone. That's what this president has done, investing $500 billion into those communities, in needy communities. This hasn't been about lip service for him. It has been about accomplishments. In 47 months, he's been able to make those changes where Joe Biden has had 47 years and 8 years in the White House as vice president, and none of those things have happened. And he continues to make those type of comments you talked about earlier.
Yeah, and you know, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal today. It's a pretty good story. COVID economy carves deep divide between haves and have-nots. And it's talking about how the higher income levels can work more easily at home, and they can sort of ride this thing out. But the people who are just in the entry-level jobs and who've been unemployed and just got back to work the last couple of years, they can't work from home. They have to go to work, whatever the job is. And these are disproportionately people of color, women, et cetera, immigrants. And yet the Democrat governors in these blue states are keeping their economies locked down until after the election. It's just amazing to me that they always talk about all the empathy that they have for the people in the lower income groups, but they're crushing them with these coronavirus lockdowns.
It's more of their controlling dominant policies that they're designed to control people, not unleash their talent, not unleash their will to do for themselves. That's what this president has been about. By reducing regulations, for instance, that helps those on a lower economic scale to be realized entrepreneurship someday. By reducing regulations, by reducing those barriers into business opportunities, home ownership. If you look at the growth in home ownership, everything this president has done on the economic side has produced great results for people of color throughout this country. That is the one thing that the Democrats have based their campaigns on. That is why you see them constantly trying to throw the racially charged issues onto the table. But this president has been able to do something that no one else has been able to do, and I'll keep saying this because it's extraordinary. No one's talking about it. The fact of the matter is he received 8% of the black vote in 2016. Now they're projecting anywhere from 15 to 20% of the black vote. President Trump is doing a fantastic job, and that's because if you go to the ground and you listen to people, folks are starting to register back, come back to this Republican Party because of the work that the President Trump has done in these communities. That's his effort. It's not about lip service for him. It's about accomplishments.
He's going to put y'all back in chains. Remember that? That's from Joe Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
And poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. Not going to vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, he's just got this cavalier attitude. I mean, I don't know if you could describe it as racist, but he takes black people for granted.
Of course he does. And of course that's racist. Of course that is. I mean, that's the essential stance on racism, if you really think about it. I'm going to tell you who you are if you don't agree with me. If you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with my policies that have failed for 47 years, if you don't agree with a policy I instituted and touted and praised, the 1994 crime bill, which wiped out two generations of people in your community, then you ain't black. That's absurd. That's absurd. And he's part and parcel why black voters are also coming back to the Republican Party, because as their eyes become open and they become more politically mature, they start to see just how ridiculous Joe Biden has been. And he chose Senator Harris to run with him. Her record on these issues are horrible as well.
She put drug pushers in California in prison and then laughed about smoking pot when she was in college.
She arrested single black mothers who were struggling trying to get their kids to go to school. Her response was, we're going to put you in jail. She has not been a change agent necessary. This president has accomplished those things. He's kept his word. He's one of the few presidents in history who's actually said something and actually done it.
He also was the first guy to integrate any clubs in Palm Beach. Mar-a-Lago was the first club to allow Jews and blacks into.
Right. But again, that's why, you know, like the Black Voices for Trump and so many other groups around this campaign are working so hard to get the word out. Why? Because you're labeling the wrong candidate as a racist. President Trump is not a racist. If anyone is a racist, it would be the person who hung out with white segregationists.
Right.
That's Joe Biden. It would be people who praised white segregation.
I don't believe Donald Trump never delivered a eulogy for a late departed exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, i.e. Robert Byrd, right. The senator from West Virginia. He never lionized all those senators like Eastland and Stennis and Russell, the ones he served with when he was just a young senator from Delaware.
Of course not. But this is the narrative that they're trying to paint. Why? Because it's worked effectively in the past on Republican presidential candidates. It worked effectively on Mitt Romney. It worked effectively on John McCain. It worked effectively at some extent on George Bush. It has not worked effectively on this president because people are paying attention. People can see and experience the changes that are being brought forward. So that's why it's not working. And most importantly, President Donald Trump is not going to roll over for it either. He's not going to take it laying down. He's not going to run from the issue. That's why this has been very different. This is what's driving them crazy.
Eddie Edwards, we appreciate you being with us. Does your group have a website that people can go to?
Absolutely. It's called Black Voices for Trump. Go to the website, check us out there, and spread the word, continue to spread the word. We have to get President Trump reelected to 4 more years.
Thank you. Eddie Edwards, former candidate for Congress from New Hampshire, and he's now with Black Voices for Trump. If you haven't watched Bill O'Reilly's money message by going to HowieCarsShow.com and clicking on the Bill O'Reilly banner, then do it today. One network refused to run it because of its, quote, conservative nature, unquote. So we are doing all we can to get the message out to you. It's important now more than ever to look at where your money is and not put your head in the sand. Bill O'Reilly is calling Chief Investment Strategist Alexander Green, one of the nation's top financial minds. Go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. You should feel secure about your portfolio. I urge you to watch it and take notes. See Bill O'Reilly and Alexander Green as they discuss the American dream and the Great American Wealth Project. Just go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today. HowieCarsShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The Director of National Intelligence at DNI, John Ratcliffe, the former congressman from Texas, released more documents today. They declassified handwritten notes from John Brennan, on his meeting with Barack Obama to tell him that the Hillary Clinton campaign apparently was colluding with Russians to try to vilify Donald Trump. We know these are Brennan's own notes because he couldn't spell the word vilify. He put two L's in it. Typical. This is from the Federalist. Top U.S. intelligence officials were so concerned heading into the 2016 election that the Russians were aware of and potentially manipulating Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's plans to smear Donald Trump as a Russian agent, that they personally briefed Obama on the matter. Newly declassified CIA documents show. CIA officials also requested that the FBI investigate Russian knowledge of the Clinton campaign's collusion smear operation. This is the one that Comey was asked about last week because Senator Graham from South Carolina had already seen these documents, obviously. And Comey said he couldn't recall. You know, he was under oath. Newly declassified handwritten notes from former CIA director John Brennan show that the U.S. Intelligence Community knew in 2016 that Russian intelligence was actively monitoring and potentially injecting disinformation into Clinton's anti-Trump collusion narrative. The intelligence concerning Russia's knowledge of Clinton's campaign plans was so concerning to Brennan and other national security officials that they personally informed Obama of the matter in the Oval Office in the summer of 2016. The handwritten notes from Brennan were declassified by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe and provided to Congress on Tuesday afternoon. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie.
Yes.
An hour ago, I watched Babbling Joe Biden make a speech in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Correct. Yes.
And he was citing the words of Abraham Lincoln, that is, the nation must bind its wounds.
Yes.
Joe said we must build our wounds.
Did he really? We did. We'll have to catch that one.
Drive on to finish the work we're in to build up the nation's wounds, bind up the nation's wounds. Now we have our work to reunite America, to bind up our nation's wounds.
He doesn't even read the speech before he delivers it, or he can't remember reading it on the plane going up there, Bob, obviously.
Still further, while referring to Abraham Lincoln's vice president, Andrew Johnson, he said Lyndon B. Johnson.
Did he really? We'll have to check that one out. Grace, yes.
I just noticed that I know it's part of his platform, the Build Back Better.
Yes.
But why would anyone give that to him? It's like having him say Unique New York 15 times when he's up there. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't ever come out right. And I don't blame him. I say it wrong.
Build Back Better. That is a tough one. We'll have to try to find that one if he refers to Andrew Johnson. Not exactly one of the Hall of Fame presidents of the United States, as Lyndon Baines Johnson, another below average president of the United States. Marie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marie.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What I want to tell you is a little more of the Do As I Say, Not As I Do by Joe Biden. It seems that he attended Archmere Academy in Connecticut for high school. And lo and behold, so did Bo and so did Hunter.
Biden went to he went to a prep school in Connecticut? He didn't go in Wilmington or somewhere in Delaware?
Archmere Academy in Connecticut. And so did Bo, and I'm in Delaware, I'm sorry, and so did
Bo.
And so did his son, Hunter, all of them. But he's against private schools, he's against charter schools, he's against everything but the public high schools now.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a pawn of the teachers union, but so are they all. 844-500-4242. So this is from Brennan's handwritten notes. We're getting additional insight into Russian activities from redacted. That's crossed out. Cite alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on 26 July of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify, and again, he misspelled vilify, two L's, Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian security services. So they knew it was a hoax. At the same time, the FBI was starting Crossfire Hurricane, pretending it wasn't a hoax. Why didn't Obama put his foot down at the time? And they say that the other participants at the briefing, they didn't say who they were, but it appears that one of them might have been the former DNI James Clapper and Susan Rice. All right, we'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.